What's up, baby? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all are listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? Going over to Making Love and Beast Kitchen, baby. She all down like the Just a Touch of J. Y'all like that? I just wanna talk to y'all for a little bit. Going over to my name is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby. Oh, I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? You're listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. And check me out on Beat Break Radio, 87 FM. Hey y'all, this is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you. Get ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby. What's cracking with my babies, huh?
What y'all out there doing,
huh? What are y'all out there doing, man? Y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby? Just living your best life. Doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. Oh, my gosh. I know y'all out there being so fail and so wise. And why is it that I tell y'all that I know that y'all are out there being so fail and so wise, baby, huh? First of all, come on now, because God made you that way. Yeah, shout out to you, God. Oh, my gosh. He has rewarded to those that diligently seek him. Yes. And what's the second reason? Well, I tell y'all that I know that y'all are out there being so thorough and so wise, baby. Come on, man. Y'all already know. Because y'all are out there listening to me, man. This is Just a Touch of J. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you. And that is a third thing that I got to tell y'all, too. Y'all already know what that is, too. You know what it is. I got to give a shout out to my haters. And what do I say to these haters, y'all? Come on, say it with me. You ready? On three. One, two, three. Hi, haters. Cause y'all need this to work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. So listen, if you're just coming over to the whole Just a Touch of J experience and you like, wait a minute, hold on, who this girl Jay? Why she giving a shout out to the haters? Let me explain this to you, right? Hate is acknowledgement backwards. People don't really hate you, they just don't know how to acknowledge you properly. That's it, okay? Let mommy break it down for you. Okay, I can put this thing out there in pieces for you. Look. Okay. What happens is when you're shining bright, 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 bright like a diamond, doing what it is that you're supposed to do, you know, you start bringing over the haters. Why? Because they hate it, baby. Okay? And they're confused. They don't know what's going on. So they start coming on over, trying to figure out what you got going on. Some people might try to call you up, might try to all of a sudden be around you, might hit you up on social media, send you an email, text message. I don't know, baby. This is Just a Touch of J. I don't know what y'all got going on out there. But they try to, like, you know, communicate with you because they try to see what you got going on. They like this kind of like, is that my girl over there shining on them? Is that my boy over there shining on them, baby? You know, trying to see what you trying to put out there in pieces for them. Shell, listen. All they trying to do is figure out what you got going on, okay? This is Just a Touch of J, baby. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you. But what you got going on is that God got you shining bright. Yeah, yeah. And when you shining bright, right, God does that Psalm 23 thing on them. I told y'all this all the time. Okay, in the Bible, read it, Psalm 23. What he says is, I'm going to prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemy. Okay, you need to get this. So you got haters and all these naysayers and disbelievers, people who didn't care about you at first. Now all of a sudden they would be all up in your sauce trying to figure out what's going on. You know, all trying to be the peanut butter on your jelly sandwich. Baby, this is Just a Touch of J, right? They start coming around and everything. I just need you to understand it's because God's preparing his table. Okay? All right. See, a lot of times they be sleeping on. Okay, so just imagine this. I get this analogy all the time. Okay, imagine you being home, you're in your room, you sleep. You know, my mom is infamous for this. My mom come over, she the type of person, you could be in there with all the lights out. She start hitting on all the lights. Like, what's going on? Why it's so dark up in here? Don't care if somebody in there sleep or not. You could be with your husband or whatever. Like, she don't care. She don't care if you just worked a long time on that. She just start hitting the lights. Turn the light on, right? So, you wake up. At least I do. I will wake up. You know, I wake up like, Mom, what's going on? What are you doing? All startled and stuff. That's what happens. That's what happens to them. They were sleeping on you. Now they woke. Okay? So, just understand, it's like God turning on all the lights. Okay? He's like, I got to prepare this table for you in the presence of your enemies. You know, I'm going to anoint your head with oil. Your cup's going to overflow. Blessing after blessing after blessing after blessing after blessing. They be trying to stop the shine, but God just keep letting the shine go bright like a diamond because you thoroughly, you wise. And he has to show them this. He has to let them see. Just imagine him. Like, seriously, you are this thorough and wise that God is like in front of you. They behind him. Just imagine it. And he's in front of you, literally preparing this table for you. Tell me that ain't thorough and wise. Like, everything that you need is on the table. They can't help but to see it. Baby, this just touched you. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you. Child, they don't like it. They don't like it and they hate it. But see, what they don't get is that as they're like seeing all of this stuff, see, they take see the glitz, the glamour, the glory. But it's not. It's not that at all. It's God like luring them in with the bait. He's preparing the table. You understand what I'm saying? He's preparing a table. I told y'all this in my last podcast. My last podcast, the one I was talking about, the haters presentation. Okay, that was episode 2 of I Got Something Else to Say. Okay, now this is episode 4 of I Got Something Else to Say. All right, but I told y'all that what happens is, listen, all right, just pay attention. Okay, he puts it out there in pieces for them because they can't see it. I told you that it's like Thanksgiving and Christmas, you know, holidays that you may have, birthdays or whatever, because y'all listen to me all around the world, you know. So just imagine a holiday, something that's, you know, festive, and you're preparing these meals, this table for everybody. You're doing it so that they can see the presentation. That's what God has to do for your haters. He has to put you on display for them. It lures them in, and they wind up getting blessed by the message, whatever message he's using that he needs them to hear, to see, or whatever. He just putting you out there pieces for him, baby. And in the process, this is what else he says in Psalms. Child, he said, I'll make your enemy your footstool. So in the process, he actually is making them your footstool. But it's the hate that's on the inside of them, the demons, the spirits, and all that. They the ones that's underneath your feet. You know, he's trying to help them out. So baby, this is just a touch of jet. You don't never ever hate on. You just understand that they just can't see. That's it. God's just trying to prepare the table so that they can see his magnificent works and his glory. All right? So again, you don't hate on. You know what you say? Hi, haters. What y'all out there doing? Because y'all need this to work too. Yes, y'all need this work. Now listen, have y'all been going over to My Name Is ONI76 on Instagram, baby? Look, I'm gonna skate through these pieces real quick. Mama been dropping a dime on you. Mama been dropping a dime on you. Yes. Mama been dropping a dime on you. Yes. I'm putting it all out there in pieces for y'all. So y'all gotta go in there and check it out. My probiotic line that they created for my gut. I'm getting healthier. I'm getting better. I put a little video out there of me. Yeah, check that out. Those pieces. Oh my gosh, what else did I do? Just a Touch of J app, made app of the day. Y'all had my app trending like 4 days straight. Oh my gosh, how could I forget about this? Okay, I'm gonna touch base on it later, but y'all got the podcast popping like popcorn. Why y'all got my podcast popping like popcorn, baby, like that? What y'all out there doing, huh? Chill, y'all got me up at like, yo. Just check out My Name Is ONI76 on Instagram. I don't want to tell you what the number is, but go check it out. Put it out in your pieces for you on all over social media. It's everywhere. Just Google Just a Touch of J. Y'all know it. J-U-S-T-A-T-O-U-C-H-O-F. _J. Yeah, that's what they call me. So check all that out. And also, oh my gosh, God, it's telling me, you laid it on my heart. I gotta give a shout out to y'all. Y'all be in my stories. Y'all got my stories popping. Okay, I'm like, yo, thank you. I love you. Thank you for looking at my stories. I see you. I see y'all. I ain't gonna throw nothing out there, but I see y'all. And thank you for showing me the love. I got 5 Instagrams. I got 5 Facebooks. And y'all been on my Instagram, my Facebook stories. Like, what's going on? Just such a J. Let me see what you got going on. You put it out there peaceful, baby. And I have been. Thanks y'all for liking my blogs and everything. So look, we're gonna skate on over to the left, to the left, to the left. So I can shine bright like it's time to do what it is that I do, baby. Talk about Make a Love Beast Kitchen real quick. Make a Love Beast Kitchen, been doing this little one too. I made homemade chocolate. Yeah, I told y'all my gut health is getting so much better. Oh my gosh, but I found out I was having some allergies and stuff, y'all. This is just a touch of J. Blueberries. Okay, today. But God is just working it out. But guess what? I got something else though. I got something else to say. I gotta tell y'all. Listen. Okay, so I put out the lobster stuff for y'all. So y'all seen that whole thing, little lobster video, everything. Put it on TikTok. That thing was booming, all right? But I had tiger nuts. Now, I ain't put that out there yet. Tiger nuts. Y'all got to try this tiger nut flour. Get you some tiger nut flour, okay? I think you could get it from... I get mine from Sprouts. You can order it online. Tiger nut flakes. I'm telling you, calms down like your digestive tract, everything. I'm gonna do a whole blog and a whole thing on that. Y'all gotta get that tiger nut flour. I'm telling you, if you have anything wrong with your stomach, or you just want to get another, like a vegan type of a flour or anything, that's the only flour I can have right now, baby. This is just such a day. Y'all pray for me, but. Dopeness. I'm telling you, like, tastes like graham crackers, y'all. Like a cinnamon thing. You don't got to put no sugar on there. Nothing, baby. I'm trying to taste it. I'm trying to put it out there. Peace for you. So that's Make a Love Beast Kitchen. I'm just going to give you just that little bit. Y'all been watching. You see what's going on. Thank you for everybody who been in my Make a Love Beast Kitchen story, too. Y'all got that story popping. Okay, now look, we skating all over to the left, to the left, to the left, right? Because I got to continue to shine bright like a diamond. We got to talk about Just a Touch of J's Fitness. That's what this is about today. J's Fit Tips. So we're going to talk about that because I got a story to tell like Biggie. All right, so I got something else to say. But thank you so much for everybody who was inquiring about the whole clothes, my Just a Touch of J's Fitness clothes and everything. Man, y'all are just doing amazing, and I just love y'all. Thank you for everybody out in China, too, you know, and Japan and stuff that's helping me with everything that I got going on. I love y'all. Thank you so much. Like, thank you. Like, y'all are working around the clock because, you know, the time is different, y'all, from over here to over there. So right now, it's 11:30 at night. It's like 11:30 in the morning over there, and they be working. They hit me right back about anything that I need. Listen, okay? And... okay, I just want to say this. Mama been working out. Mama been working out. Oh my God, I can't wait to show y'all my body. My body is like, I went to the doctors today. Shout out to you, Dr. Kelly. Okay, he's my chiropractor, my kinesiologist. He's so thorough and wise. Buckhead Wellness, thorough. Okay, like he like, yo, we gotta write this stuff down. Like, my doctor is so thorough. Like, everything that you got going on, we gotta keep documents of this. Like, all of my likes, my success, he like really believes in me. He like, no, you are gonna be something. Like, he is so into everything. So shout out to you, Dr. Kelly, because he definitely be listening to my stuff, and he's thorough, and his wife and his son too. Shout out to you too, baby. So anyway, look, so my gosh, I go there today, and you know, he's telling me about all these different things, and I found out that some of my levels went back up, which just 30 days ago they were really, really down. And I'm showing him my body as I'm there, and I'm like, you know what, I've been working out, I've been doing like 100 push-ups a day, I'm doing squats, I'm doing all this type of stuff. He was like, you have? I said, yes. I created, like, yo, remember I told you I did the whole 400 fitness program? Well, look, okay, like, I revamped that thing. Like, I've been working out, like, I literally been working out since like July, but I've been going like real hard because my birthday coming November 30th, and you know, I gotta show you all these pieces. So look, just want you to know I've been working out, taking care of myself, my health is improving, and I just feel so amazing about it. Now we're gonna scale on over to the left, because I'm trying to hurry up and do these pieces real quick, because I got a story to tell. I gotta drop a dime on y'all. Oh my gosh. But we're going to talk about We Are Just a Touch of J. Yeah, I don't really talk about We Are Just a Touch of J. That's my kids' page and stuff, but it's about to be popping like popcorn. So make sure y'all checking that out on all the social media. It's just We Are Just a Touch of J. That's it. Facebook, Tumblr, Twitter, all that type of stuff. It's out there in pieces, all right? Now, let's talk about Just a Touch of J cannabis line. Y'all got that popping. I told y'all, okay? Make sure y'all keep on checking out Just a Touch of J. The rolling papers, okay? They call All You Need Is Just a Touch of the J. But I got the cannabis, other cannabis stuff coming. And I have the cigars that are coming to you too. Now, real quick, I got to skate on over to this left. And I have to tell y'all about this tea. I told y'all about that on my last podcast. How my mom had tried it. We revamped it. And we came up with like a daughter, mother type of this tea. All y'all need is this tea. Oh, my God. Just a touch of this tea. Yes, I can't. Pounds and she purposely ate nothing but butter just to see if it worked. And I'm trying to tell you, it really, really worked. And it's going to work with the waist shaper and everything that I got coming to y'all. All right, what else I got to talk to y'all about? Because I can't listen to these people. Pieces. Just a Touch of J app. The Just a Touch of J app is popping. Thank you so much. So many different things are coming to it. I love y'all, okay? It was out of the app store, though, for a little bit. Had to, you know, figure out some of them pieces, but it's back in the app store. It was only like a couple days, but it's back in the app store. It was out on iOS, so if you tried to download it, you can go back and download it now if you couldn't get it, all right? What else? And fitness exercises and stuff are coming to the Just a Touch of J app. Y'all just keep paying attention. Oh, I almost forgot. We got me and my girlfriend. Y'all, we coming out with this Bible study. We're going to be doing live Bible studies. It's just going to be like, we're going to read like something, right? Maybe like just like one scripture, and we're going to politic about it. So make sure y'all in my stories and my lives, okay? Because you miss it, that's on you. All right? It's Just a Touch of J. Anything else? Oh, of course, the Just a Touch of J podcast. What y'all out there doing? I had to say it again. Oh my gosh, what are y'all out there doing? I love y'all. Oh my gosh, y'all are listening to me everywhere. Yes, and Cali. Yo, y'all are back on the map. Thank you so much. And I said China, Madagascar, Zimbabwe, Aruba, Italy, Japan, London, like y'all are rocking with Just a Touch of J. And I love you and thank you so much for your support, for everything. All right, now look, I think I covered like most of the pieces. If I didn't, y'all already know I got songs coming to y'all. Y'all are really going to love like how I got these new intros. I got these new intros because I'm doing the Love Doctor series. The Love Doctor series is getting ready to replace Papa Podcast Thursdays. So on Thursdays, y'all are going to be getting the Love Doctor series, and we're going to be talking about music and anything y'all want to talk about. We're going to be talking about sex and everything, child. This thing going to get so heated. I'm going to have a special guest over. I'm gonna be coming on. Oh my gosh, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Okay? Now, got all that out. Mama gotta drop a dime on y'all. Y'all ready? So here go. I got a story to tell like Biggie. I told y'all that I would be back when I had something else to say. Look, I got something else to say. And I'm tired of it. I'm so tired of it. I put it on my J's Fit Tips today. Make sure y'all are checking out Friday's mobile app post and on blackvibes.com and all my link trees and my bios. If you don't know, just click it on. It's everywhere so you can get to the blog post. Check it out on all my pages because it's out there. I put it out there today. It comes out every Friday. All right, now you ready? Here's J's Fit Tip for the day. Why are y'all females out here just thinking that you could do cardio and not weightlifting? I mean, if that's your thing and you just want to burn calories and stuff, then okay. But I need to cover some things, okay, about this. All right. I have been in fitness heavy since 2017. I used to weigh 220 pounds. I lost 75 pounds with creating my own fitness program called the 400. Okay. I have lost weight working out, and I have lost weight from being ill and gained the weight back with muscle, okay? I have trained people, all right? I know what I'm doing. I had people come to me and they say things like, how can I speed up my metabolism? Oh, I've been working out. I've been doing all this cardio, posting pictures all on social media of their sweaty faces and all that.
Yo, I'm so crazy.
I don't understand that neither. Why do you feel the need to show everybody that your face is sweating? First of all, let's go to number one. Number one is, what is the reason why you want to work out? I want you to ask yourself that question. Seriously, this is just touch day, baby. Okay. Do you want to work out? Put this on my app today, on my blog. Do you want to work out because your body shaming yourself or somebody else's body shames you? Ask yourself that question. Is that what it is? You don't like how you look? You know, so you're just like, you know, I want to look like such and such, you know. I'm just saying, baby, this is just touch day. I'm just trying to get you ladies to think about this. Number two, okay. Are you working out maybe for medical reasons? Because you are, okay, I understand. Okay, you know, what you know, we all got health issues like me, you know, things like that. You know, we got to work out, all right? Or is it number three, you working out just because you want a healthier lifestyle? Which one is it? Whatever reason that you're doing it for, okay, you got to check your mental space. Because it's all about your mental. Working out is about that. Okay, now the next topic that it's about is your diet. I did not say the diet, okay? I said your diet. You need to make sure that you're eating protein, vegetables, okay, and carbs. Okay, you have to know the difference between complex carbs and complete carbs, okay? It's just such a baby. I'm just trying to put this out there business for you. And you need to have those in moderation. I didn't say low carb. Okay? See, my issue with a lot of people is, okay, and it's just such a baby. It's all about my opinion, okay, and how I feel about it. All right. Is that a lot of people, they want to go ahead and they don't understand proper weight loss. Okay. Techniques and how to build muscle and maintain. They want to do things like do a bunch of cardio and just sweat to death and then eat whatever they want to eat, or they put their bodies into starvation mode. Okay, when you put your body into starvation mode, it's crazy because all that happens is that your body holds on to the fat. Okay, let me tell you what I put them out there, what I said today to them. All right, here we go. Too much cardio makes you lose muscle mass, all right? This makes your metabolism slower. As a result, the fat-burning mechanisms in your body, they slow down, okay? Thus, your weight loss result won't be quick. You will be in a never-ending cycle of, I lost 5 pounds, I gained 5 pounds, I lost 15 pounds, I gained 15 pounds. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like, seriously, I be having people like hit me up like, yo, I lost like 15 pounds. I was doing so good and then I gained the weight back. Oh, well, what were you eating? Well, you know, I was only eating this and I cut my calories. Now you put your body into starvation mode. Okay, you speed up your metabolism by eating smaller meals. Okay. You want to eat 6 to 8 meals a day. Seriously. And you might be like, how can I eat 6 to 8 meals a day? A handful of nuts, a meal. Some apples, a meal. Okay? Like that. Okay? Have your 3 big meals. But you want to try to have protein, some type of protein with these meals each time. You want to take vitamins, D, zinc. I mean, y'all out here like really thinking y'all doing something. And I be watching. I ain't gonna act like I don't be watching. I be watching when I be online and stuff. And I just be looking at them like, I did this amount of steps today. I'm like, yeah, and what did you eat when you left? Because all that hard work you just did, posting all that stuff on social media, you sweating, you in the gym, you all stunting trying to get people to see stuff. Because you need some type of form of validation. I mean, that's how I feel about it. You know, just such a big baby. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. You know, there's a lot of people who work out and don't even got to show you. That's just their regular thing. Unless they like, you know, they putting it out there so that you can, you know, they're marketing themselves and things like that. But if they, you ain't doing that, you just doing it just to be, I mean, why? All of that that you just did is gone by what you ate or by you not eating properly, or your body's going to hold on to the fat because you're starving yourself. Or you doing these, oh my gosh, these liquid diets and, you know, these teas. Now, don't get me wrong, I got this tea. I have my own tea, but my tea is different, okay, than most of these teas out here. These teas are making y'all go to the bathroom, having laxative effects and all that. And ladies, oh my God, God dropping it down me after the Holy Spirit talking to me about y'all out here get these weight loss surgeries and stuff. Like, listen, if you ain't doing it for health, then why you are getting these weight loss surgeries when clearly you can go ahead and work out? And then you say stuff like this. I mean, I can't be doing all that working out. But then, like, you get the weight loss surgery and then you got skin and all this other stuff hanging everywhere. So then you forced to work out, but you really don't want to work out. But you can't eat because now you done got this weight loss surgery. Or perhaps you went ahead and you got the surgery done just because you wanted yourself to look good. Now, look, if that's what you want to do, I mean, yeah, that's what you do, baby. Do what it is that you do. But in my opinion, I think it's kind of crazy. I mean, I do. Y'all all look the same. I mean, follow the leader. Monkey see, monkey do. Word. That's just how I feel about it. Y'all all look the same. Monkey see, monkey do. One want to look like this. Oh, my body, my people got her body done, you know. And then I got this one done. Look, if you got a little stress about something like that going on, you want to get a little tummy sick, I mean, go ahead, do your thing, you know. Like, you know, if you want to get your breast lifted a little something, okay, you know. All right, but y'all be going over, like, getting fake booties. Remember I used to talk about that? Fake butt implants and stuff. Like, what happens to the stuff that gets put inside your body? What happens when something goes wrong? Like, are y'all thinking about this? Y'all be looking crazy. Like, you really do. You don't know. And I don't know if anybody telling you, but I got to tell you, baby, this just touch J. Them pieces ain't right. So, today on J's Fit Tips, I mean, you want to call this like a little rant or something. I don't know what you want to call it. I'm trying to help you. Seriously. Like, y'all got to do better. Like, ladies, y'all hear that? Pieces for you. Okay? Like, for real, you got to do better. You have to. If you want to work out, understand why you want to work out. Go ahead and read up on it. Understand what you need, how many portions of this and that you need. Out here, you know, I don't have time to do that. You don't want to meal prep. You don't want to read labels. And then look, on these labels, y'all just eating stuff that got all type of crap in it. A lot of that stuff inhibits your weight loss. My gosh, baby, this is just such a jam. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you. All these food additives that y'all be putting inside y'all body, thinking y'all doing stuff. Oh, this quick keto diet. You know, come on. Why would you put your body into ketosis stage? Do you understand? Okay. When your body goes into ketosis stage, in that state, you start living off of this fat. Okay. It's crazy. And you mess up your gut microbiome because of it, all right? Your gut microbiome will be so messed up and you'll be so sick in the long run because you did that to yourself, forcing your body into that when all you had to do is just eat right and work out. And I'm trying to talk to y'all about this because y'all are doing so much. I mean, you hit me up all the time, like, help me out. And then when I try to help you out, and I'm like, listen, this is what you got to do. You got to make sure you eat this way first, because I don't train nobody who can't eat right. Because I'm not doing it. Like, I'm just not. Because if you don't really want to be healthy, why am I going ahead trying to help you and you not trying to help yourself correctly? I don't do that. Ask them. Anybody who's ever asked me for help, if you can't, send me your meals and do what it is that you got to do. And we come up with the right, correct diet and you can follow that. I do not follow through with you. I don't care how much money you pay me. I'm not doing it because I want you to be healthy. Y'all are out here wilding out. Like, literally. Like, I only do cardio. I don't lift weights. Weights are not going to make you bulky. They're going to make you burn. When you do cardio, you lose muscle mass. And then you're targeting the wrong muscles.
I'm not laughing, y'all. I'm just saying, y'all, this is just a challenge, baby. I was really just sitting there today just thinking, like, yo, I got something else to say. Like, these girls are really, really out here, like, wilding anything to just, I'm trying to get this way before this because I got this day coming up. What happens after that day? Working out is mental, okay? Dieting, that's the big thing. You got to mentally want it. Okay, I work out every day, y'all. I was 95 pounds in January. I couldn't walk and see. And I'm doing 100 push-ups a day, again, like I was doing last year. Yo, my body is crazy bananas, like sick. Like, I'm telling you, like, I'm so cut up, it's crazy. Like, and it looks really, really well. And the more that I'm eating and I'm gaining weight and I'm able to incorporate new foods into my system, oh man, baby, this is just a touch of J. Wait till you see it. But I want y'all to feel like that though too. I don't want y'all to be out here just doing these little quick little weight loss fads and all that. I mean, look, you won't do what it is that you want to do, but I'm just trying to tell you, that ain't the way to go. That ain't the way to go. I mean, some of y'all out here, like I said, y'all go ahead, y'all get your little bodies done and all that. That's your thing. All right. I'm just telling you how I feel about it. And it's a lot of people out here, you know, they going ahead and they doing it that way. But they not understanding that you got a lot of issues when you do stuff like that. You got issues. You get issues with your health. You get issues with these things that go wrong with you from these surgeries. Because you want a quick fix. Ask yourself. Get your mind right. Because you wrecking yourself. You got to check yourself because you wrecking yourself. Really. Because that's what it's all about. And it's just touching you, baby. I just had to put that out there in peace for you. I had something else to say. Now, look. How you want me to end? Y'all like it when I do it like that? Look, I told y'all, this is my new series. I got something else to say, right? This is episode 4. I don't even know what I'm going to call it. No, I won't call it something. But anyway, look.
Who is this? It's for you.
Come on, y'all. What is this? What is this? What is this? This is just a touch of J. Huh? Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you. So, Lord, what's the first thing I tell y'all when I'm skating on over to the left and I'm getting ready to slide up out of here? Slide on up out of here. What do I tell y'all? Don't let nobody make you feel like you ain't feeling wise. Please don't. And stop making yourself feel like you ain't feeling wise. Ladies, y'all hear that? Please stop it. Like, y'all really, like, you know, you want to look like her, you want to look like this one, you like that one. Be you. The world will adjust. God made you amazing and beautiful. And y'all need to start loving yourself. Y'all need to start really loving yourself and who you are. Love who you are. Somebody going to love you. Somebody going to like you. Okay? Please believe that. Especially if you're doing it for somebody else. Oh my gosh, please don't let nobody make you feel like you ain't throwing them wise. All right, you know why. I tell you all this all the time. Why? Okay? Because you got to shine on them. Because they hate it, baby. Yes, you got to live your best life. You got to be like, this little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine like that, you know, shine bright like a diamond, like Rihanna. Y'all know how to do that whole thing, you know. That's what you gotta do. You gotta shine bright like a diamond, cause they hate it, baby. You understand what I'm saying? They hate it. Okay, but you gotta love yourself and not hate yourself. Okay, you gotta practice these right things. Oh my gosh! And you know why, man? I tell y'all all the time. You gotta love yourself and you gotta spread love, right? Because it's the Brooklyn way. And it just touched it, baby. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. The world needs love. And you need the love, too. So, look, quick recap. The recap about it was I put a whole bunch of things out there in pieces for y'all. I told y'all what I had going on social media. But today's, you know, Jay's Fit Tip was about people out here, really females, just feeling like, you know, you go into the gym, you just do a bunch of cardio because, you know, you don't know proper weight loss techniques. Or you hiring these personal trainers out here, and these personal trainers ain't doing nothing for you, really? You know, or you out here, you starving yourself, body shaming yourself because somebody else don't like you. So you out here changing up yourself, you know, getting your body done or whatever, because you feel uncomfortable with yourself or getting these weight loss surgeries, all type of, y'all out here wilding, not eating right, putting your body into starvation mode, you know, looking ridiculous, like seriously. And look, I don't see you losing no type of weight, really. I mean, I see some of them. Some of y'all out there, shout out to y'all. I see you really doing your little one too. But you know, just, oh my God, I fell off. I did so bad today. You know, because that's because you really don't want it. I told you, you got to check yourself because you might be wrecking yourself. The key factor in all of this is your mental, your mentality. Why are you trying to lose weight? Like, seriously, you got to check yourself because you might be wrecking yourself. Guys, too. You know, but I'm really running this with a lot of females. I'm running into this with so many females that want me to train them and all of that. But they don't really want it. The ones that really want it, they follow through it. They don't want nothing real quick. They do what it is that they got to do. And we're going to see because, you know, results and numbers, they always show. I told you all the time, like, look, go check it out. Or my name is R1976 on Instagram, baby. You can see. You know, podcast popping like popcorn, baby. Only on one network, I'm at 60K. We're not talking about all the other ones. We ain't even add them up. I'm just tracking this one because this one was holding on by its limb. And I'm like, oh my God, y'all are doing so amazing on here. You know, but them numbers show, you know. So when you out there and sweating, doing all these steps and all that, and you go home and you don't eat right, or you're trying to starve yourself, you're doing these liquid diets and all this, been there, done that. That's the only reason why I could tell you, because I've been there, I've done it. I tried these things. Some of the stuff I wouldn't try, like that keto and all that crap, because I know better than that. All right, but I've been there and I've done that with the liquid stuff and all that type of stuff. You don't do nothing. You don't look, it don't work. It works for a short period of time, but if you want long-term results, you want to keep it off, you want a nice toned body, you want to build your muscle back, I can't wait to show my before and after pictures. I can't wait till y'all see how I looked when I was telling y'all how my butt was flat like a pancake. I can't wait to show y'all how I was looking. Like, I took pictures and everything when I was real ill, so y'all can see how I look now. Yeah, make sure y'all check that out too. I got the book coming. Baby, this is just a touch of J. Oh my gosh, I got so many pieces for y'all. But anyway, this all this was about. I just had to come out here. I had something else to say about it because y'all got to get this together, man. Ladies, y'all got to love yourself more than that. You do. You have to. All right? So look, take what you want to take from it. I love you. And I'll be back, baby. When I got something else to say. Yes, when I got something else to say. Yes, when I got something else to say. And TikTok, thank you. Thank you for all the love y'all been showing me. Y'all been showing me love too. Y'all has been showing me love everywhere, man. I just thank y'all. I will be putting out my I will be putting out my, what y'all call that thing? My virtual housewarming stuff, so y'all can hook me up. Y'all know I couldn't take nothing from my old house to my new house. Child, I'm in a brand new house and just collecting little by little. One of my chairs came today, though, y'all. I've been getting my chairs and stuff and everything, and I ordered stuff like online. One came today. It's so beautiful. I can't wait to show y'all. But I'm going to put it out there. It's going to be like, I think I did my registry at Bed Bath & Beyond, Target, Target. I wanted to keep it simple for y'all, so y'all can just, you know, pick something off of there and hook your girl up and just have it sent to me. And I'm gonna open it up, give y'all shout outs. You know, we're gonna record it and we're gonna have a good time, and that'll be like for my birthday or whatever. Shout out, give a shout out to your girl, help your girl out, baby. This is just a touch of jam. I'm chopping it out there in pieces for you. All right, so look, I'm up out of here. I love my babies. Thank y'all for your love and support. What else? Let's see. All right. So these are the shows that I had. All right. So just listen. We got this Sunday's word that's still going to be popping. Okay. So make sure y'all pay attention to that. Okay. That's where I give y'all the word and I put it out there in pieces the best way that I can. Whatever way God gives me. Okay. Then we got affirmations. Affirmations. Okay. I did a little trial run on that. So that's going to keep on coming. So that'll be to you too. All right. Then we got the Love Doctor series that's going to be popping off on Thursdays when we talking about all the love. Yeah, y'all. We getting into the winter time. You know, you're going to be with your boo. Your boo going to be with you. Y'all going to be cuddling up and everything. We're going to talk about so much love stuff. And then I got the hottest R&B songs and instrumentals playing too.
Ooh, child, yes, that's gonna be something for all the lovers. And what else? I got something else to say. I got that too. And then we're gonna be doing an online like Bible study. It's gonna be me and my girl. We're gonna be coming at y'all. And then also, okay, I got something that I need to talk to y'all about too, that I'm gonna put out there. She's going to tell you guys about some things that she has going on with her and her health. Yeah, and we gotta put that out there in pieces for y'all. So she chose me to go ahead and air her story. So this is going to be amazing. This is my best friend. She's so thorough and wise, and I can't wait till you guys hear it. So she's going to be doing stuff with me, and we're just gonna be putting it out there in pieces for y'all. So anyway, look, that's it. All right, I'm about out of here. Okay, I promise. Listen to the Nas. You know, I think I'm gonna throw that out there again for y'all. Yeah. That thing was thorough and wise, and y'all loved it. Thank you for so much love and support on that. Like, y'all really love that little Nas remix thing I did. I got another one coming to y'all too. It's gonna be for Jay-Z. Oh my God, I didn't want to tell you, but I had to. Woo! That thing gonna be so hot. Wait on it, cause it's coming. All right, and guys, I've been telling y'all this, right? Taylor's fit is coming too. All right. Tell it fit to you, okay? And it's just such a baby. Oh, that's just pieces for you, right? So look, again, for the last time, I'm about of here, and I'll be back when I got something else to say. So y'all, what y'all out there doing? Listen, right? So remember when I told y'all that I was going to give y'all, you know, a little tribute to Nas? You know, he came out with his new album and it was definitely thorough and wise. But I decided to do a little throwback thing for him. Yeah, I wanted to throw it back. You know, everybody's always coming out with all this new stuff. I'm like, you know what? This is just a touch of J, man. I got to put this out there in pieces for y'all. So I say, you know what? Let me go ahead, throw this thing back. And I want y'all to check it out. Listen, all right? It's up next. This is just a touch of J. Gotta throw this thing back with the truth.
Man, what y'all want me to say? I gotta give a shout out to my man Nas. I told y'all this thing was coming.
Man, you might as well hate me now.
Football season has returned.
This is just a touch.
It's been a long time.
Just a touch.
Been a long time coming.
Just a touch.
It's life or death for me, man. No turning back now. This is what makes me. This is what I am.
Feel me?
You can hate me now,
QB,
but I won't stop now, cause I can't stop now.
Braveheart.
You can hate me now,
come on,
but I won't stop now, cause I can't stop now. You can hate me now, you can hate me now.
Do it now, do it now, do it now. Don't hate me, hate the money I see. Clothes that I buy, ice that I wear, flows that I try. Close your eyes, picture me rolling sixes, money folding, chickens, honeys that swollen, the richest. Nas get in ya, most critically acclaimed, Pulitzer Prize winner, best storyteller, thug narrator, my style's greater, model data, big threat to a lot of you haters. Commentators, ringside try, watching my paper, almost a decade, quite impressive. Most of the best is in the S's for this rap stuff that I stand for, expanding more to the big screen. Bill Gates dreams, but it seems you'd rather see me in jail with state dreams. Want me off the scene fast, but good things last. Like your favorite MC, still making some mean cast. First rapper to bring a platinum black back to the projects. But you still wanna hate? Be my guest, I suggest.
Money is power, I got millions of dollars on salary.
Do it now.
You can hate me now,
I won't stop,
but I won't stop now.
I can't stop,
cause I can't stop now.
You can
now.
Hate me,
you can hate me now.
Do it
I hate
now.
You too. to.
But I won't stop now.
Come on, come on.
Cause I can't stop now.
Come on.
You can hate me now.
You can hate me.
Do
it now.
You can hate me now.
Do it now. I told you, do it now.
I woke up this morning like
yourself.
Yo, I'm living in this time behind enemy lines, so I got mine, I hope ya.
Got yourself.
You from the hood, I hope ya.
Got yourself.
You want beef, hope ya.
Got yourself.
And when I see you, I'ma take what I want, so you try to front, hope ya.
Got yourself.
You ain't real, hope ya.
Oh man, I know y'all ready for this one. Steady, are you ready? Oh my gosh, y'all like that? Y'all know I'm about to put this out there in pieces for you, right? I mean, I know y'all know what's going on, right? Come on, man. Didn't I tell y'all this is just a touch of J? Man, y'all better stop acting like I don't know what I'm doing.
What's going down?
Oh my gosh, y'all gotta check this one out.
Mm-hmm.
to tell when nothing that I got going
nothing
on
man,
me,
man. Nothing
it's just such a change. Y'all already know I put this out there in pieces for you, right?
Oh yeah, baby, that's that joint right there. Oh, come on.
Ladies, make it hot. Thugs, make it hot, make it pop.
Ooh, chihuahua, bang, ooh, cha-bang, bang. Ooh, chihuahua, ooh, cha-bang, bang. Ooh, chihuahua, ooh, cha-bang, bang. Ooh, chihuahua, you really, really, really work my body. You really, really, really turn me out. You really, really, really got the goodness. You really, really made me scream and shout. You really taught me how to work my body. You really taught me how to go down south. You really, really tried to hurt me, hurt me.
Yeah, gangsta. I just have to drop a bomb on them. Honestly, like flex. Man, y'all know how I feel when I wake up in the morning. Honestly, feel like, man, this is just a touch of J.
J.
And I will not lose.
Jay-Z. What's up, niggas? And yo, I know you ain't talking about me, dog. You?
You?
What?
What's Jay-Z?
What's up? Been on my... Nigga, you love my style, nigga. You not the
Jay-Z.
Mess with your soul like ether. Will. Teach you the king, you know you. Godson across the belly.
Lose.
I prove you lost already.
Brace yourself for the main event. Y'all impatiently waiting. It's like an AIDS test. What's the results? Not positive. Who's the best? Pac, Nas, and Big. Ain't no best. East, west, north, south, floor style greetings. I embrace y'all with napalm. Blows up. No guts. Left chest, face gone. How can I be garbage? At your cottage, at the side of your dome, come out of my throne. I got this lock since 9-1. I am the truest. Name a rapper that I ain't influenced. Gave y'all chapters, but now I keep my eyes on the Judas. With the wine, soapy fame, kept my name in his music. Check it out.
Mess with your soul like ether. Teach you the king, you know you. Godson across the belly.
Lose.
I prove you lost already.
Wait a minute. I did prove that you lost already. Okay, I did. All right. But have y'all been going over to My Name Is R-O-N-I-76 on Instagram, baby? Have y'all downloaded the Just a Touch of J app? Matter of fact, have y'all listened to the Just a Touch of J podcast? And I know y'all out there, you know, checking out my marijuana papers called All You Need Is Just a Touch of the J. Yeah, yeah, I try to put that out there in pieces for you, right? Also, have y'all checked out Lady? Okay, y'all hear that? Have y'all checked out the Just a Touch of J fitness line? Man, this is Just a Touch of J, baby. I'm just trying to put it all out there in pieces for you, right? Make sure y'all check it out. Man, listen to the next song too, alright? It's up next.
You know, I still run with that blood of a slave balling in my veins. It's just hot until a nigga can't take it no more. Blood of a slave, heart of a king. Turn my voice up. Ayo, the brother's still matic. I crawled up out of that grave, wiping the dirt, cleaning my shirt. They thought I'd make another illmatic, but it's always forward, I'm moving, never backwards, stupid. Here's another classic. C notes is falling from the sky.
Y'all hear that?
Oh, man.
By now the credits roll, the star and Nas, executive poet, produced, directed by the kids / Escobar. Narration describes the lives of lost tribes in the ghetto, trying to survive. The feature opens with this young black child. Fingers scratch, cigarette burns on the sofa, turning the TV down while Mary Jane girls, 45s playing. Soft in the background, food from C-Towns. Mornings was hash brown, stepped over dope fiends. Walking out the door, all of us poor. I learned the difference between the snitches, the real ones, and who's soft, and the murderous, hungriest crews. People jumping from roofs, shotguns pumping. Made it through my youth, walking very thin lines. Ages 7 and 9, that's the age I was on my album cover. This is the rebirth, I know the streets thirst water like Moses. Walking through the hot desert, searching to be free. This is my ending and my new beginning. Nostalgia, alpha and omega places. It's like a glitch in the matrix. I seen it all, did it all. Most of y'all a pop for a minute, spit a sentence, then a game and get rid of y'all. Y'all got there, but y'all ain't get it all. I want my style back. Hate the C-Shot playing, it's the rap repo man. To them double up hustlers, bitters, niggas who real. Professional, stick up kids, dreaming for meals. Let my words guide you, get inside you. From crypt to pyros, this is survival.
Survival, yeah, man.
What's my name?
J-U-S-T-A T-O-U-C-H O-F underscore a letter J.
J.
Yeah, that's what they call me.
Now let's get it all in perspective. For all y'all enjoyment, a song y'all can step with. Y'all appointed me to bring rap justice, but I ain't 5-0, y'all know it's Nas, yo. Grey Goose and a whole lot of only describe us as soldier survivors. Stay laced in the best, well dressed with finesse in the white tee, looking for white meat. Thug girl who fly and talk so nicely, put her in the coupe so she can feel the nice breeze. We could drive through the city no doubt, but don't say my car's topless. Say the tea, this is out. Newness, here's the anthem. Put your hand up that you wish with, count your loot with. Push the pool stick in your new crib, same hand that you hoop with. Swing around like you stupid. King of the town, yeah, I've been that. You know I where you and your men's at. Through the smurf, through the wop, baseball bat. Rooftop like we bringin' 88 back.
Y'all know I'm giving y'all that business, right?
Jay.
Made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. Where them gangsters, where them dimes at? Made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. Where them gangsters at? Where them dimes at? This ain't rapping, this is street hop. Now get up off your ass like your seat's hot. My lobs again lit up the trunk of the car, we got the. Don't start none, won't be none. No reason for your mans to panic. You don't wanna see no ambulances. Knock a pimp's drink down in his pimp cup. That's the way you get Timberland up.
Oh my gosh, I'm killing y'all with this. This is just a touch of J, man. I put this out to your pieces for you.
Let the music diffuse all attention. Ball or convention, free admission. Hustlers, dealers, and killers can move swift. Girls get close, you can feel where the kept. All my just coming homies, parolees. Get money, leave the beef alone slowly. Get out my face, you people so phony. Pull out my.
I made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. Where them gangsters, where them dimes at? They I made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. Where them gangsters at? Where them dimes at?
Did I tell y'all to go over to Making Love and Beats Kitchen? Huh? It's where I do my food thing. Yeah, and y'all got the Just a Touch of Dick podcast popping like popcorn, baby. What y'all out there doing? Oh my gosh, y'all so thorough and wise. Yeah, but anyway, look, let's get back to Nas, man, cause they shooting.
Yo, my mood is real rude. I'll beat you out, show you what's do. Mobsters don't box my obliges. Every invitation to fight your punk asses. Like Pun said, you ain't even in me classa. Made batch, bins, backseat, TV plasma. Ladies looking for athletes or rappers. Whatever you choose, whatever you do, make sure he a thug and intelligent too. Like a real thoroughbred is. Show me love, let me feel how to this. Females who's the sexiest is always the nastiest. And I like a little sassiness, a lot of class. Mommy reaching your bag, past the fifth. I'm a leader at last, it's a don you with. My nine spit, jigging blues consciousness.
Now let me end this right. Cause all I need is one mic.
Turn my headphones up. Nothing gonna stop me now. Nothing, baby. I'm here now. We here, it's your world. Yeah. Yo, all I need is one mic, one beat, one stage, one person front, my face on the front page. Only if I had one love, one girl and one crib, one God to show me how to do things his son did. Pure, like a cup of virgin blood, mixed with 151, one sip would probably make me flip. See my name in the hieroglyphs, like Osiris and Isis, parables written inside papyruses, acknowledge it. We've been all tricked, time to come out of it. Seeds watch us, grow up and try to follow us. Police watch us, roll up and try knocking us. One knee I duck, could it be my time is up? With my luck I got up, the cop again. Bus stop glass bursts, a fiend drops his Heineken. Ricocheting between the spots that I'm hiding in. Blacking out as I duck back, forget getting hit. This is my hood, I'm a rap to the death of it. To everybody come on, little brothers is grown. The rats, don't abortion your wound. We need more warriors soon. Tip from the stars, sun and the moon. And it's like a police chasing street sweepers and coppers. Stick up kids with no conscience, leaving victims with doctors. If you really think you ready to fly with my power, this is what now is about, brothers. The time is now.
All I need is one mic. One mic. One mic. All I need is one mic. One mic. One mic. That's all I need. All I need is one mic. One mic. One mic. All I need. All I need is one mic. One mic. One mic. Yeah. All I need is one cup, one page, and one pen, one prayer. Tell God, forgive me for one sin. Matter of fact, maybe more than one. Look back at all the hatred against me. Touch all of them. Jesus died at age 33. That's 33. From 20 to 16 apiece, that's 32. Which means one of my duns was holding 17. 27 hit your crew, 6 went into you. Everybody gotta die sometime. Hope your funeral never get caught up. Pain to go through the innocent, nothing is fair. Brothers roll up from wheelchairs, my heart is racing. Tasting revenge in the air. I let this all slide for too many years, too many times. Now I'm strapped with a couple of too many. If that people really with me, get busy, load up the. Do more than just hold it, explode the until you empty. There's nothing in our way. They bust, we bust, they rush, we rust. Flying, feel it, I feel it in my gut. That we take these dudes to war. Lie them down, cause we stronger now. My people's the time is now.
All I need is one mic. One mic. One mic. That's all I need. That's all I need. All I need is one mic. One mic. One mic. There's nothing else in the world. All I need is one mic. That's all a nigga need to do his thing, you know. All I need is one mic.
All I need is one life, one try, one breath. I'm one man, what I stand for speaks for itself. They don't understand and wanna see me on top. Too egotistical, talking all that slick stuff, but my name is biblical. Wonder what my secrets is, enemies move on you only if they know what your weaknesses. I have none, too late I'm mad young, I'm laughing. Cause I'm a cool brother, thought I wouldn't have that ass done. Fooled you
brothers, what you call an infinite brawl, eternal souls clashing. War gets deep, some beef is everlasting, complete with thick scars. Brothers knifing each other up in prison yards. Drama, where does it start? You know the block was ill as a youngster. Every night it was like a will get killed, body found in the dumpster. For real, a hustler, purchased my reins. People throwing dirt on my name. Jealous cause fiends got they work and complain. Women left me cause they thought I was finished. Shoulda knew she wasn't true, she came to me when a man caught a sentence. Diamonds are blinded, I never make the same mistakes. Moving with a change of pace, lighter load. See now the king is straight, swelling my melon. Cause none of these brothers real, heard they were telling police how can a kingpin squeal. This is crazy, I'm on the right track, I'm finally found. You need some soul searching, the time is now.
All I need is one mic. One mic. All I need is one mic. That's all I ever needed in this world. Cash. All I need is one mic. Cars. The jewelry. All I need is one mic. Spread my voice to the whole world.
This is just a touch of J, y'all. And I had to put all that out there in pieces for you, baby.
Man, make sure y'all keep staying tuned. I got a lot of stuff coming to y'all, man.
Remember, the truth shall set you free, okay? Make sure y'all keep being thorough and wise, because I am.
Wait a minute, y'all. Hold on one second. This is just a touch of J. Y'all remember them songs? Listen. I got another one for you, so stay tuned, right? Because all he needs is just a touch of J. That's what's up next, all right? I love my babies. Check it out. My baby like pieces it when I do it like that. All he needs is just a touch of check.
Pieces for you. Pieces for
you. Y'all know I'm thrilling wise, right?
All
right.
You need is just
all
a touch of check.
Just a touch
ladies,
of check.
Y'all hear that?
I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit.
All you need is just a touch of the J. And make sure y'all download the Just a Touch of J app too. The links are in all the bios.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to the love of my life. You know you're fine, right?